And as they say, when you start a streak, you have to come to an end.
What was it?
162,
Hundred?
162 straight weeks of dropping a weekly
Yeah.
podcast. The streak was broken last week. Unfortunately, we had a family member that became ill that required me and Miss Parker's attention. And so, hey, for our listeners, we're sorry we missed y'all last week. But hey, it's the hook.
Yeah, it is.
Sometimes you hit with a two-piece and a biscuit, and your priorities gotta shift.
I'll take a biscuit right now.
And on that note, once again, thank y'all for tuning to the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast on this fabulous Watch for the Hook Wednesday. It's Michael with.
Tatiana.
And she banging her cup
I'm
on his.
sorry.
I'm
I'm
telling.
just, listen. I feel like last week is still bleeding into this week. So,
You know, sometimes the hooks linger.
sorry. Yeah. It's done just that. I think it's like the longest hook ever. It's like a month.
Gonna be all right as long as we survive.
Yeah.
All right, so we're gonna jump right into the topic today, folks. We're gonna be talking about why is it the black price is always in question? And this is kind of piggybacking off of Lenny Smith and the conversation he had dealing with his brand, Actively Black, and his comments about the Polo collab with the HBCUs. And a lot of people still giving them flack. His only issue was, as a black business owner, he gets emails or DMs about his $60 t-shirt. When we don't care about paying that white price of $120 for a t-shirt or $140, you know.
That has absolutely nothing to do with the HBCU.
Exactly.
We're hoping they got a little DEI in the corporate office.
Or if the black dollar just stay in our area.
Like it used to.
And it's the main thing. And him and Parker have dealt with that. You know, people will be like, $30 for a t-shirt. I'm like, man, that's kind of tough. I mean, when you go in them big and go in those other stores, you gonna pay 30, 35. People will pay whatever they want for what they want. And that what we feel as being black business owners is the problem. It feels like y'all say y'all want to be down until it's time to pay down.
Or pay up.
All that.
Yeah.
Now, we talked about on many episodes ways of showing your support for a small business. I ain't talking about just black, just small business in general. You know, liking a post, sharing, subscribing, doing all that good stuff. All those call to actions that people think talk about. But how do you keep a black, a small business running? Financial.
Yeah.
By the product.
Hell, any business.
Yeah, I mean any business. I mean shit,
The dollar.
ain't nobody gonna stay in business. You don't plan. You go into a grocery store and you went to shop.
Window shopping in the produce aisle.
Yeah, I mean you didn't buy nothing. So that means that.
But I think probably even more or more so with the black dollar being in question, right? I think it honestly has a lot to do with, and I've hit on this from like back in the day. It's the black quality being in question.
Yeah, that white ice is colder mentality.
You know, it's the quality. You can have the same product, you know, or that was produced in the same factory that a larger, sometimes monopolizing e-commerce site or entity has. And you could literally receive them on the same shipment, right?
Yeah.
They box went left, your box went right.
Yeah.
But because they are who they are as far as branding, and you're like a small mom and pop or, you know, a startup or whatever, or in black, it's theirs is real, yours is fake.
Takes us back to the episode of Looking for Us, Weighing Us.
Theirs is, and when I watched my grandparents deal with that growing up, hearing the comments, it didn't make sense then, but it makes a lot of sense now. Oh, your clothes you selling is fake. Okay. Now I'm like, why in the hell you going to tell me my cotton fake?
Chloe,
it's the same damn cotton.
Picked from the same damn field.
Hell, 150 years ago. Let me stop. But you get what I'm saying?
What we've been saying, cotton is cotton.
It's cotton. It's not fake.
Leather or is leather.
Everybody's using screen print, right?
Wool is wool.
The ink in the screen print is the same. The transfer process is the same. The embroidery process is the same. So how in the fuck my fake, but theirs is real?
We'll even drop y'all some knowledge like this. Now it's gonna be a few years ago. Me and Ms. Parker, we were working in this collective, and we worked with a guy that has his own printing business.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
learned a lot.
Learned a lot from him. But you know what he learned from us? his most of his printing was of a dull, faded type color.
Yeah.
And we was like, gee, we like bright color.
Mm-hmm.
We need something with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to get that wow. Got to have that je ne sais quoi.
Yeah.
He started a whole nother line.
Sure did.
With bright colors.
Sure did.
Just telling y'all. We listen, we ain't talking. We living it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we relaying the message to y'all. We're relaying the message about business.
Mm-hmm.
And how when you are a small little engine that could, they'll tell you, get off the rail. Get out of the way.
Yeah, push you to the side.
And we ain't talking about the big conglomerates. We talking about the people standing beside the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Looking. Because remember, a lot of times, when they talk about the little engine that could, they always leave out the people that said, shit, hell, that little engine.
Screw that engine.
Or y'all call them haters.
Screw that engine.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly what we're talking about. When you question a product pricing of a small business, you'll be like, oh, man, that's a little steep. Now, granted. I have seen bigger, I would say, names and brands. They were charging $150 for a hoodie, and the hoodie had four letters.
Mm.
$150 for a hoodie. It was a cotton hoodie.
Or that one design on the back.
Yeah.
And it's all like one color. Color. Yeah. You know exactly what I was going to say. It's one color. One color.
And we would charge half of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we still got hoodies on sale right now for $25. For all the kids that still want to wear a hoodie, shit, buy them a few from www.watchfor4thehook.com. Shit, come over there. Spend that dollar. Get them, because they still going to be sweating.
Mm-hmm.
School from the start back.
Right. In that same cut.
Yeah, let them sweat in the black-owned apparel brand. But no, we were just sitting there thinking about it. His only argument was, back to Lenny, was that he catches flack about the price of his garments. But we, the black culture, who gets culture vultured by everything else.
Anything you can come up with.
We will go run and stand outside.
And support. And you don't support. Call it support, but ultimately, that's what it is.
And we wait for the latest drop of something.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't even a cheap drop. It's always a high dollar drop. And they use the word luxury on the end of it.
Why you steal my thunder? Okay. I was going to be like, yeah, and our price, is it just considered high? Or is it that you consider it high because it got luxury? On the front or the back or the middle or around. I don't care on the page. You sure took that from me because I was going to say that.
Well, I'm sorry, but you know, we still trying to find the luxury in cotton. I'm still trying to find the luxury in wool.
Still itches all the same.
I'm still trying to find a luxury in a cotton blend.
What about that polyester?
Polyester.
Set your ass off.
Yeah. You know, I'm trying to find a luxury in all of that. And when you look at it and you think about it, we, like I said, this ain't nothing new. Y'all go back and check multiple episodes. We've been saying this. It's about what the customer wants.
Mm-hmm. At that moment in time.
At that moment in time. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we talk about what disposable income.
Right.
See, right now, disposable income is hard to come by because this economy is fucked. People getting laid off left and right.
Yeah.
Inflation is busting our ass. Groceries ain't went down.
Nope.
Now I hear they finna put a tariffs on medications. I mean, I don't know. I mean, somebody tell me, where is the relief? Mm. Where is the relief? Because we were made to believe that relief was, but they say help is on the way.
Yeah.
I don't know where the help is.
I ain't seen it yet. I'm looking.
But one thing about being a small company, you can keep your prices at a decent dollar. So I don't know if Watch for the Hook will ever sell a $150 hoodie.
That's a little rich for my blood.
Yeah, because if it's a $150 hoodie, it got to have some alligator on it. Or some skunk or some snail or some shark or something.
Yeah.
But what we will keep giving y'all is the best quality product for the best price. Even for us, we've been instituting free shipping for years.
Yes.
That is to help keep our price down.
Yep.
Now, economically, does that help our company? No.
No. But it helps our customer. It won't help one C, but it'll help the other C.
It also helps with CS, customer service. Mm-hmm. We're providing what we know is a great customer service to our customer base. We're going to eat some of that cost.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because we want to get y'all the greatest product that we can give out affordably. And we also want to get it to you as quickly as possible. We still ship from here. We ship from home base.
Right. Absolutely.
All our stuff is packaged by hand. You either going to get Miss Park on it or me on it or one of our daughters helping you. Mm-hmm. So it ain't coming from some warehouse out there in the middle of nowhere. No,
nah, you say that you got to shake off and dust off.
Yeah, no. This coming straight from us. And, you know, that's one of the things that we take pride in, especially. And that goes back to why price is the price it is. Somebody else ain't drop shipping it for us. Listen, I ain't hating on drop shipping. But when you pay for drop shipping, it adds to your price.
It does. It absolutely does.
So by us keeping it in-house, we don't have to pass that charge to the customer.
Minimizing the outsourcing that happens. It helps on, you know, the front end as well as, you know, the back end.
You see how eloquently she put that, minimizing outsourcing. See why I married this woman. Because I can stumble across something. She'll pick it up exactly what I was trying to put down there. Bam.
Well, thank you, Michael.
I appreciate you. And I know sometimes people who are non-business owners will sit there and say, well, what are they talking about the price for? Because everybody talks about the price.
Who ain't talking about the price? That's the first thing you don't talk about.
Nobody talks about the price of something. That's why that old adage, what they got to deal with the price of tea in China. We didn't say what the price of the tea at your mama house.
Mm-mm.
We didn't say the price of sweet tea in the South.
Mm, sweet tea sound good.
It said China because what? China's one of the biggest exports.
Mm-hmm.
Teas.
Mm-hmm.
Teas. All kind of teas. Even t-shirts. Something you just don't know. I'm telling y'all.
That's funny. That's so freaking accurate. But that was such a clever pun right there.
I'm telling y'all, man. If y'all ever look on the back of shit.
Yeah.
They be promoting this Made in America, a lot of y'all.
Hey, but weren't we watching like a show where they were talking about the tea, like from China and them being the ones that knew how to like brew the leaf? I don't remember what show we were watching, but.
Some documentary, child. You know, we always watch some educational.
Yeah, more informative. Informative. Yeah. But we were, and they were like, they were keeping it a secret.
What?
They were like, we'll give you some, but we're not going to give you our recipe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who gives away? No. But you say, I still can't make what Big Mama made.
I can't.
So what she's
used. Know the ingredients she used, but this time she did different that I clearly don't have.
What she said, she put her own little spin on
she
it.
Did.
That's a recipe.
She did.
A recipe is putting your spin on it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You be like, listen, they got to figure that shit out.
You sure right about that?
Listen, it's going to taste like this. It's going to taste.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, in the Black community, we have sold all our recipes.
That's all we do.
We come in, we do something great.
Wonderful. Grandeur.
They buy it out.
Yeah.
And they shelve it.
Yeah.
And, you know,
or they reap the long-term benefits versus a short-term quick benefit, right? We cool with them short-term quick benefits, right?
Mm-hmm.
We cool with that. That's a hidden that lick. That's yep. That come up. That's that. Oh, I done made it now. But then they'll take something and they'll make the process sustainable. And they'll keep what could have been just a lick, they'll turn it into a flow. And there you go, right?
And all the big corporations do is just buy out the competition.
Yeah.
That's it. They throw you a
sometimes you implement it, or sometimes it's implemented, sometimes it's shelled.
Yeah, they'll buy big enough because Miss Parker
used to absorb it.
Miss Parker loved the apple bottom jeans, the boots with the furs, with the.
Them's the best fitting jeans ever. Child, listen to you.
Them bottoms been appled out because somebody bought them out.
Right. Those are the freaking best fitting jeans ever. Right. When I tell you they hit and they fit and they hit every place they were supposed to, you would sit down, your butt crack wouldn't hang out because it was just right. I don't know what he did.
I remember you were involved, you know, Lord, if I say this about Beyonce, they're going to get mad at me. Remember you used to wear them House of Darion.
I did.
And, you know, it's weird because for me, I see multimillionaires get bought out by the billionaires. And then start peddling their clothes.
Yep.
You know, she wearing, I don't know, here come the Beehive. She doing a Levi's ad. But when she had House of Darion, that was hers.
Wasn't an ad out there.
But when she became competition, they bought it out.
Yeah.
Then, number of years later, hey, in their genuine voice, is there any more room for me in those jeans? And I'm sitting there looking like, you had your own. You know, Rockaware. I was watching a clip a few days ago when listening to Biggs and them talk about Rockaware estate property was supposed to be sold. And I'm like, but why?
Why are Rockaware clothes? Those are some of the best fitting sweaters. Oh my God.
Damn. And they just like, we just want to make the money. But I'm like, there were people in a movement that loved that mm-hmm. stuff. And you can't find it.
Mm-mm.
They don't even make that type of swag
mm-mm.
no
more. Mm-mm. I don't know.
Swag.
Listen,
I'm just letting you know. Listen. You had to have a certain vibe to wear certain shit in the earlier part of this century, this decade. Like we was.
Well, that's 2010.
I'm just talking about like 2003 and 4.
Oh, so that's not decade. Decade is 10.
Oh, I mean century.
Yes.
Okay. So the earlier part of this century, just to even walk outside with a big ass white tee and
some come on now, come on.
But you swagged it out.
Come on now.
You ain't do much. You just swagged it out.
Yep, in my white tee. Yep, in my white tee.
Because we swagged it out and watched for the hook. We just need y'all to understand, it ain't nothing wrong with the black.
It's not.
Because the black price is the same price that's better for your pocketbook.
That's right. Your community.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to fight me about the fact that I got a $25 tee. With a chest lapel, but then I offer a $40 tee with the chest lapel and a back print.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's two designs.
It is.
But then you can go over here, like I say, you'll go over here to these bigger conglomerates and they'll charge you $80, $100 for a t-shirt. And I'm telling y'all, some of this shit just got names on it.
Yeah, that's it, literally.
I ain't trying to call nobody out because they don't deserve me saying it. But it's letters.
Yeah, literally.
I've counted 8 letters on a shirt.
Yeah.
And it's $97.
I agree.
$97 for a t-shirt with 8 letters.
Yep, I agree.
And I see a lot of people wearing it.
Mm-hmm. And okay with it, okay?
With the price, mm-hmm. I'm going to tell them, well, I know the manufacturer.
Right. Like, why you can't go support the other businesses?
Because y'all people still keep saying this line. Don't put that Nike logo on this Gildan t-shirt. And you mother suckers ain't got a clue. Nike don't make it. But
no, nope. They make profit.
They make profit. All these big car, all these big conglomerates, you know, they make design.
That's it. Listen, Hanes and Gildan made in the left factory. Look, Hanes in the left factory, Gildan in the right. And all the cotton is coming off the same damn bar.
Shit, what's the other t-shirt name?
Jersey.
I'm gonna give them all away.
Oh.
Cause I don't want to help them out. Just wanted to just say AF.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Hey, busting heads.
Mm-hmm.
Busting heads. But y'all don't understand. A black-owned business like us only charging 30%. A lot of people out here supporting these businesses that's upscaling 3,000 to 4,000 to sometimes 40,000% upsell.
Do the math. Do the math.
Some of these people producing a garment for 10 cents.
Mm-hmm. And charging you how much?
$50.
Mm-hmm. They just made a $49.90 profit, right?
Yeah. I mean, go back to the episode. Math is math.
Mm-hmm. I mean, then you do have to take some business costs out of that. But it ain't enough to take you from $49.90 to zero.
Oh, no.
It's not enough.
What you say? It's not taking you even.
No. No.
You profiting. You're profiting a whole hell of a lot.
Yeah.
But we just sitting up here telling the truth. It's like, it feels like a struggle. No, it is a struggle to have to sit here and defend. That's an opposite word.
I'm going to tell you what it feels like. It feels like judgmental handcuffs.
You're trying not to piss nobody off. But, mm-hmm. But you're also trying to say.
You're trying to stay afloat, right?
Yeah, this shit good, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like handcuffs.
Yeah. Damned if you do,
mm-hmm.
Damned if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, anytime y'all want to not be damned, www.iwatch4thehook.com. Hey, go to your podcast player. Subscribe. Child, I'm a world over
the podcast player.
Yeah. Podcast player. Subscribe. Like. Send us an email. admin@watchforthehook.com. Tell us what you think. Let us know you're listening. Miss Parker, get the people something good as we get ready to check up on out of here.
I mean, all I have to say is don't question the quality, right?
A1.
Don't question the quality. They are not questioning quantity when they're getting their dollars. So don't question the quality.
We'll catch y'all next time.